Creating healing space with Hannah and Jules. My name is Jules. I'm a media intern here at the Sanctuary, and I'm speaking with
Hannah Rowe.
And where do you work currently, Hannah?
I work for the Center for Disability Services in Gelderland. Our objective is to create and help our individuals have a better form of life, honestly. Just encouraging them to do things for themselves and helping them along that journey.
And why were you drawn to this job in the first place?
Well, to be honest, I just needed work. And I knew that I couldn't do work in a cubicle, and that giving back to people, it's just like so important to me. It like fuels my existence. Mm-hmm. So that's what really kind of drew me to this job.
So today we want to talk about how to create spaces for healing. Mm-hmm. And specifically how you create spaces for healing. And you do this through many different ways, but do you want to name a couple specific ways, maybe in your job or in your personal life, that you create space that is reserved for personal healing?
Okay. Well, I feel like one of the major things that I do happens to be music. Music is like the driving force that helps me heal, allows me the space to speak my mind and kind of go through those emotions that I'm feeling. I do a lot of breathing, especially at work, where you can't just walk away sometimes from what you're doing because you are taking care or making sure that somebody else is safe, you know. So I do a lot of breathing, a lot of deep breathing. That's the key, deep breathing, because it's good and it helps you kind of bring yourself back to, okay, I'm here, I'm alive, I'm okay. I'm here, I'm alive, I'm okay. And I had to do that yesterday, even while I was with my kid. Like, I couldn't just walk away from her because, like, that's just not what you do as a parent. So I had to breathe. I had to legit breathe myself through the night. Another thing I love to do is just meditate. It doesn't have to be something so huge. You don't have to be like the monks or, you know, people who are like doing this for a living. Just do it for yourself. Meditate on things that you want to do. Meditate on who you are, who you want to be. And so those are in realms that I find healing in, that because it allows me to connect with myself again, especially in a world where it's so easy to disconnect. It allows me to kind of find myself again.
There are so many distractions available to us, mm-hmm. through our phones, through advertising in the world. We are constantly being distracted. So meditation, breathing exercises, these are great ways to go back inward, mm-hmm. to internalize and check in with yourself and say, how do I feel? What am I feeling right now? How can I begin to identify these feelings? And are these feelings that I want to keep? Are they feelings that I want to hang on to? Or is it maybe something that I should let go of? Mm. So yeah. I love using just like, even if it's just a few minutes of meditation, or just putting my hand on my chest and a hand on my stomach and breathing into those parts of my body and releasing them. Because they can get a little tight.
Yeah.
You know?
No,
you can
for
get
sure.
A lot of tightness.
Yeah. And
in your chest.
Yes. Yes. And as you were just speaking, kind of brought me back to when I was at the hospital. I don't like to call it the hospital, but like a rehabilitation center for your mind. And we were talking about coping skills. And one of the things that came up repeatedly, because it's just so important, is mindfulness and making sure that we are focusing on that one thing at a time. There's a lot of different ways to be mindful, but the one that works for me especially is just like, okay, Hannah, we got a lot of things going on. Let's bring ourselves back to the moment. What color is this door? Okay, we're here. Like, focusing on one thing. Like, it's so easy, especially living in my mind, you know, one riddled with bipolar and borderline personality disorder, and then PTSD to top it off. It's very easy to have a lot of commotion, a lot of loud noise. And so mindfulness is just another tool that's just so vital and really helps you to come back into that moment and be present. Like you said, there's so many distractions. And so it's the little things that we do. It doesn't have to be huge, but the little things that we do create, and they add to a bigger and healthier picture of what we want our lives to look like. So Jules, if I may ask you a question, what are some things that you do to keep yourself in the moment? Whether that be just in the moment of life, of something that you're doing at that particular time, with a human. Yeah.
I have to force myself back into the moment whenever I catch myself getting like pre-nostalgia, especially in moments that are like so rich and beautiful, that you just want to like stay in forever, but you know you can't stay in it forever. Yes. So I get this thing that I call pre-nostalgia when I'm like, which is, or like future nostalgia, which is where I'm thinking about how I'm going to remember the moment that I'm in. And it kind of pulls me away from the moment because I'm already thinking of myself in like 5 years or in 3 months, thinking about how I'm going to be looking back on this moment that I'm currently in and wishing I was back here or just reminiscing or feeling nostalgic for it. So whenever I catch myself getting that pre-nostalgia, I'm like, whoa, okay, Jules, come back to the present, really live it up. Like, don't start feeling nostalgic yet. Yeah, so it's usually accompanied by just, yeah, focusing on one thing. What are the colors that I'm seeing? Or sometimes that even motivates me to draw. It's a great way to just start sketching your environment and actually like start observing and trying to convey through sketches, or I guess you do it like through music. Through whatever your medium is, you know, capturing the moment and being present in it. Maybe not capturing it, is living in the moment.
Wow. Yeah. No, that's totally a thing. And I love the way that you illustrated that. Just, it's so easy, especially in the world that we live in today, where everything is about technology. Everything is about, like you said, capturing that moment for, you know, maybe our highlight reels on Instagram or our highlight reels on Facebook or whatever platform that you're on. It's very easy to get lost in that and not be there in the moment. So like when you said that, I totally resonated with that.
So today we talked very generally on mindfulness and a couple different ways that we reconnect with ourselves and stay present. So please join us on our journey as we continue to go deeper into topics regarding mental health. And know that you can always reach out to us at info@mediasanctuary.org.
Yes. And after all of this, I don't want to say hard conversation, but just talking about coping skills, it's great to release you guys to a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful resource that we have, which is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And that number, my friends, is 1-800-273-8255. Again, 1-800-273-8255, my friends. If you feel like you need someone to talk to, maybe you feel at risk to yourself, or you feel like you're having an off day, please, please, please reach out. I'm trying to get myself to do the same.
Get involved with our radio effort. If you want to share your story about your mental health journey or about different ways that you cope, please share with us. You can get in contact with us through the sanctuary at info@mediasanctuary.org. Take care of yourselves, everyone. We love you.
Love you very much. You are important, and you are definitely, most definitely enough.